The Osgood Files, sponsored by Angie's List. Get reviews you can trust and great discounts from service providers right in your own area. Coming up, a special offer for you. This is Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood. Somebody has been spreading a very sophisticated strain of computer flu. The question is, could it be our side? More after this from Charlie. A new computer virus has appeared in the wild. A virus even more sophisticated than Stuxnet. Remember that one? The virus that caused Iran's uranium centrifuges to spin out of control? This new virus is called Flame, and like Stuxnet, it seems to be targeting computers in Iran. And I suppose as long as it's only targeted at Iran, we shouldn't bother ourselves about it, but according to the experts, this thing is so powerful that if for some crazy reason there was blowback on the good guys, there'd be a lot of blue screens. Reuel Schoenberg, a researcher at Kaspersky Labs, which makes antivirus software, says the virus is 20 times the size of Stuxnet.
Flame can get any information it wants, really. Taking screenshots of your machine, it can enable the microphone and listen to conversations.
In other words, it can turn a computer into the ultimate undercover informant, able to not only capture your keystrokes, but to watch and listen to you as you type, or potentially even when you think your machine is off. Now, what kind of programmer is capable of such magic? Schoenberg says this stuff isn't the work of one programmer. This is the work of a team of programmers.
One team responsible for the Stuxnet virus and one team responsible for Flame had access to some technologies that were unknown to the rest of the world.
And since the experts think that Stuxnet probably came from either the U.S. or Israel, the guessing is that Flame, which uses some of the same gimmicks, might come from the same neighborhood. Not to worry, the national security folks, if they're indeed behind this, are not allowed to take over your computer. In most cases, you might want to put a little black tape over the camera if you're not using it right now. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.